I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program a constitutional originalist expert attorney. Jonathan Eward is here, author of The Authoritarian. Jonathan, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Well, sir, you've hit on something that is, so critically important to us if we're going to turn things around. And I'm referencing your article about removing the Soros DAs, and so many people are not aware of, you know, the efforts that Soros made. And it really, I mean, it's impacting, not only is it impacting our criminal element, right, who are being told basically go ahead and commit crimes without impunity, or with impunity. But the other problem is the elections. There's nobody locally to address election integrity when you have a DA that's on the Soros payroll.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the effects of this are enormous. And, he has 75 prosecutors nationwide that he's been able to install with, his big donations. Each of these people is really a mouthpiece for his sentiments and also a advocate of destroying the criminal justice system. So you have 75 million Americans who are affected by the decision of these people not to prosecute criminals, to let people out of jail early, to give them out of jail free cards. and to allow recidivism by violent criminals, rapists and burglars and petty criminals to just go unchecked. So we have this massive increase in all of the urban areas of the United States in recidivism in no small measure because law and order is abandoned by these people. And it's a disgrace. I mean, the effect is devastating. And as you're pointing out, you know, if you want to maintain election integrity, who do you have to turn to? You have to turn to those prosecutors in those jurisdictions. And yet these people obviously are part of the problem. They're complicit with the criminal elements in our society and also the far left movement. Soros is really an evil character. He wants to destroy this country. He wants to destroy the United States, and he has billions of dollars at his disposal to do that. And he's found a very effective way of doing it through these local elections of county district attorneys and commonwealth's attorneys across the United States.
Well, and it seems as though, although the majority of these that you mentioned, the 75 are associated with the Democratic Party, the reality is that on the local level and at the state legislator level, the Republicans are not doing anything really significant to push back against this. And so we end up with more of a uniparty type of response to this. And it's, you know, it's flaccid at best with regards to how they're pushing back on it. And that doesn't help us.
That's right. I mean, look, these people are violating their oaths of office by refusing to prosecute criminals. They are obstructing justice. They are violating the Equal Protection Clause and the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment by selectively prosecuting people and by allowing people who commit violent crimes to go scot-free, but then prosecuting people who are merely protesting or who show a sign of opposition to the left. So if you look at what they're doing, you can take action against them. There are ways of doing that. Judge James Plowman in the Circuit Court of Loudoun County courageously has acted against Buddha Bibberej, who's the Commonwealth's attorney in Loudoun County, Virginia, who is a Soros-backed socialist who does not believe in prosecution of the criminal elements. So he has taken two cases in which she has been a prosecutor, and he has removed her from those cases, appointing independent prosecutors, and he's done so based on his finding that she lacks impartiality.
Wow.
Now, that's the kind of activity that ought to be happening all over the country. That's a model for judges to protect the integrity of the judicial system by kicking out these biased prosecutors.
Sure.
And in addition, the Attorney General of Virginia, Jason Mayaris, and this has also been done in Florida, introduced legislation to allow the Attorney General's office to replace the prosecutor in instances of bias or other instances where they question the independent objectivity of the prosecutor. And that failed in the state Senate in Virginia, but he's going to reintroduce it after the November 2023 elections, when they anticipate a Republican majority in the Senate and the House. So we could probably pass it then.
Question for you with regards to the constitutional issues associated with this. These individuals take an oath when they go into office, and that oath is very similar to the oath that I took when I went into military service, oaths that you've taken yourself, to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's a part of that oath. So my question then is, I mean, criminals are those that are challenging the rights and liberties of the individuals that these people have sworn to defend. Subsequently, one would then have to make the assumption that there is a connectivity between the individual and their constitutional rights and this individual that's supposed to stand between them and the criminal that violates those constitutional rights. is a violation of their oath a criminal act on the part of the individual who violates their oath of office?
Well, when you look at it, when you look at the whole scheme here, you have Soros funding through various groups, his Justice and Public Safety PAC, his Open Society Foundations and all of their affiliates. He has, put his money through a web that leads to different organizations that then fund these people. But when you tie all the money back, you realize, wow, like Buddha Bibberedge, she had about $1 million dumped into her campaign through these Soros PACs.
Okay.
87% of her campaign contributions came from Soros-related entities. So you see here, when you put all these prosecutors and look at them, you see Soros was the reason for their election, and there is a quid pro quo operating. He's insisting on their pursuing a no prosecution, no a defund the police, no cash bail, that kind of an agenda, which is all against the existing law. And he's doing that in order to induce them to take these positions that result in victims not having their rights vindicated in court by a prosecution of those who've committed crimes. All right. That obstruction of justice agenda, which is what it really is illegal. And it's happened in numerous jurisdictions. Well, that seems to me to create a foundation, potentially for criminal RICO, and to involve in that prosecution the prosecutors as well as Soros and the entities that have enabled Soros to supply that money. So there are, and that's something that the Justice Department should pursue, but of course you'll never see that out of Merrick Garland. But assuming you had a Republican president, you had a Republican attorney general, there should be detailed investigations with the FBI, and they should pursue this agenda, because it really does indicate very plainly an obstruction of justice.
And you're suggesting that it's RICO in nature, which takes it to a whole nother level. Explain what RICO is to our audience, if you would, please.
So RICO is designed for the federal government to be able, under criminal and civil law, but let's take a look at the criminal side, to pursue corrupt organizations that commit crimes. And that you have to have a certain number of predicate crimes. They have to have a series of them, in order to justify the prosecution. But in this instance, you've got this billionaire who's dumping money all across the United States with a definite pattern of inducing, people to run for office, on an agenda that involves, obstruction of justice and involves a decision to get into office and then not do your job.
And then nullify the laws that are on the books without any legislative induction or anything of that nature. Just simply to say, I'm not going to uphold the law.
Right. And as a result, they're obstructing justice. Mm-hmm. Actually, as a result, many times they engage in selective prosecution as well, whereby they violate the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. And of course, they're violating the Due Process Clause by refusing to prosecute and perform the duties of their office.
Well, so, and to defend against the federal overreach is a whole nother animal, but that is a part of the situation. Like, for example, the Mar-a-Lago situation, or even the situations that we've seen in the videos from the real January 6th, the Nick Searcy video, BloodyHill.com, where you have these entities that are going in dressed in full military garb, breaking down citizens' doors for people that are maybe guilty of something as simple as trespass.
And so you could also argue that these prosecutors, they can be pursued on the federal level, as we talked about. They can also be pursued on the state level. There are state impeachments, which are possible in certain states.
Okay.
Certain states, because most of these people are elected officials, as a result of the fact that they're elected officials, they oftentimes fall under the impeachment provisions of the state constitution. Some constitutions do not allow impeachment to reach them and instead have removal processes. That is the case in Virginia. But even in Virginia, you could argue where the constitution there would allow for officials elected by the General Assembly, you could do a two-step process in Virginia, deem these people who are elected in the Commonwealth elected by the General Assembly, and then pursue impeachment against them there. That would be a novel thing. It would be somewhat risky. Wow. But in these removal statutes vary. In Virginia, it's very hard to remove them. You got to get 10% of the electorate to advocate their removal. And just physically amassing the numbers in the urban areas is extremely difficult for people.
Well, and then when you've got a uniparty problem, that creates a whole nother animal. We'll run through a couple of those things too, because, you know, this isn't Soros's first parade. This isn't the first time he's done this. He's done this throughout all of South America in order to topple governments down there. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Jonathan Eward. Please be sure and see, it's right here. It's right here, gentlemen. It's right here. It's right here. It's within arm's reach. Authoritarian, folks. The Authoritarian. I have it upside. There we go. The Authoritarians by Jonathan Eward. It is an assault on individual liberty, the Constitution, free enterprise from the 19th century to present. If you think that this is a brand new deal that's happening right now, it's not. And that's one of the things I want to do with this segment. We've got about 6 minutes left in it. But one of the things I want to do regarding the Soros situation, I've had Mike Sabga on the program, and his dad was there when Chavez, was put into power by Soros. But I talked to a missionary friend of mine, Rocky, probably in 2008. It was when Obama was first elected. And the people in South America were up in arms. They were freaking out. They were like, what happened? Because they all knew that Soros funded the Obama campaign, or at least a large chunk of it. And they were like, where's the media in covering? Soros just toppled like four regimes down here and put in authoritarians. He put in dictators in four what were formerly democratic South American nations. And the media in America knows that Soros is the guy behind Obama and still won't say anything. Jonathan?
Yeah, he has succeeded. Soros has succeeded in pursuing his open society agenda, which is nothing more than destroying national boundaries and enabling countries that are strong republics that have, in our country, a republic that has a vibrant economy to basically go into the toilet. So you have the grist for a revolution. And he's trying to cause an authoritarian revolution to happen in America, just as he has enabled it to happen around the world. And Hungary kicked him out because they realized that this man was a threat to their government and was working to undermine and destroy those nations. He's an evil, manipulative person who wants to have power achieved through proxies where he can control the world, and he wants it to be an authoritarian world under his control. He wants this authoritarian agenda. That's his vision of the future, and he's willing to fund it to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide. And here we have been asleep. We have allowed this to happen. He's infiltrated everything. He's backing the no border policy. He's backing Biden for this, backing Democratic leadership for this. He's trying to take over in Florida, the most populous, Spanish language, programming in Florida. He's trying to take over radio stations. He intends on shifting that into a propaganda mill to promote, authoritarianism. He's taking over our, defund the police movements in Texas, for example. In Austin, he has succeeded in defunding the police in Austin. Yeah. He's caused the defund the police movement around the country to be heavily financed. His fingers are behind everything from Antifa, BLM. I mean, this guy is set on destroying the United States, and we are not prosecuting him. We are not bringing him to justice here. We need somebody with the chutzpah in the Attorney General's office to make him accountable and to put him behind bars, really.
And Jonathan, I have to be honest with you, and you're
lives north of New York City. That's where he lives right now.
Well, and you're in the swamp. You've been battling the swamp for years, but I have to say I'm very concerned. Even if President Trump were to win in 2024, or we were to take over the House and the Senate in 2022, which I'm really not sure that we're going to be able to pull that off, and with a guy like Mehmet Oz as an example, as a potential senator in Pennsylvania who supports abortion, who supports same-sex marriage, I mean, that's not the kind of vote we need sitting in that. That's a uniparty vote. My concern is who do we put in as an attorney general that's going to have the chutzpah that you're talking about? We could put you in. We can make you the guy. But I mean, you know, who do we have on the national front that really has the, what it's going to take to be able to do this? Final minute.
Well, that's a hard question, but I think there are some states' attorneys general who I think would be appropriate for that position, and I'm very much a fan of Jason Mayaris. I like Jason Mayaris. I think he is strong and on the right issues, mm-hmm. and I think he would be the kind of person who would have the intestinal fortitude necessary to go after someone like Soros and mean it.
Well, and that would be so key. What we need to do, folks, we gotta get active. We've gotta get active and we've got to get our local representatives focused in on these Soros puppets and taking the steps necessary to remove them. Taking the steps necessary to stand against their lawlessness. Jonathan, thanks for helping us to focus in on this. We greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Jonathan Euler is going to be on the other side. Planned Parenthood is now pushing transgenderism. You're going to be blown away.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is truly my pleasure to have my next guest with me. This is a man who has seen the absolute worst of the underbelly of the world and is saying, look, we have to deal with this. We can't ignore this because these predators are after your kids. And the reality, and this is what I have been talking about on this program, Alfred Kinsey, okay, was a predator. He was a child abuser. He was a degenerate. He was a man that deserved to have been locked up and put behind bars. And instead, he was given an institute and given an opportunity to destroy the lives of thousands and continues to destroy the lives of millions today through our education system. The National Sex Education Standards in the United States of America are based on the work of an absolute, complete, and total degenerate, Dr. Alfred Kinsey. And we need to wake up and understand that. And my challenge to you as parents is this. If your child right now is in public school, get them out. Go today. Leave your work. Leave where you are right now and go and rescue your child. Your kids are in danger. Your kids are in danger. If they are in a public school right now, right this minute, they're in danger. I don't care. Leave your job. Walk away. Your children right now are in danger. John, have I overstated that at all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, you're right on.
Let's just as an example, Let's start by talking about Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood and their program is in every public school in the country, bar none. Am I correct?
You are correct.
And they start their program, in preschool. Your 4-year-old in preschool is being introduced to curriculum created by Planned Parenthood. Now you say, well, yeah, but they're not going to get, you know, they're not going to get pregnant. They are grooming them for sex. But when we tell you what they're doing now, it's their number one business isn't even about abortion anymore. John, have I set the stage for you?
You've laid it out. And Greg, it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Thank you. You
jumped right in. We're so comfortable now with one another. The audience may not know who I am.
Well, tell them who you are. Tell them who you are, John, and tell them a little bit about your background. And then I want to get right into this because I need people to understand. This is not about, look, folks, you know my show. I'm not shock and awe. I don't do shock and awe. I have no interest in shock and awe. I have interest in truth and facts. And I can tell you when it comes to this situation and what's happening to your kids, truth and facts are significant enough to actually be shock and awe.
That's correct. Greg, it's a pleasure to be with you. Again, I'm John Euler. I'm a licensed professional counselor in two states. I've been a therapist for 30 years, and I run a website called survivorsupport.net. As well as another
survivorsupport.net. I hear that word, survivorsupport.net. That should give you an idea, okay, of his area of expertise. Go ahead, John.
There we go. And I have a background working with survivors and then kids in the system and then men who are incarcerated and especially also sex offenders. That all comes to play within this topic, and what we're talking about is what I call the trans deception. And the trans deception, now people know that as a trans movement, but predators, financial and sexual predators, have found the perfect Trojan horse to gain direct hands-on access to our kids. So you have a coming together. You have a convergence of those that are intending to feed off the carcasses of our live kids. You have special interests, and they really can be boiled down to or lumped into three categories. One is those that are interested in changing society. That was Alfred Kinsey. He was, by the way, brought to the forefront by the CIA and the Rockefeller Foundation. Dr. Judith Riesman, who she and I became fast friends 2 years prior to her death, and she actually asked me to write a book with her just prior to her death, unfortunately. So a friend and a colleague, that was my greatest academic and professional honor to have gotten to know her. She wrote a book, a number of books. She was the world's foremost authority on that degenerate man. And he was the tip of the spear in changing the social mores, the consciousness, as it were. Because you touch someone's sex and sexuality or the sex and sexuality of a culture, and you have them. It's Romans chapter 1. So Kinsey was a researcher of bugs. He was an entomologist, and then he was funded. He was brought to the forefront 75 years ago. They're now dedicating a statue in Indiana University, the Kinsey Institute, to that degenerate man. He spawned or spurred forth Hugh Hefner. So without Kinsey, you would have no Hugh Hefner, so you would have no porn industry. So that man was used by the CIA and the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation boasts that they created him, and they did. So through that came Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's origins is Margaret Sanger. She was an avowed eugenist, which she intended to eradicate all races except for the white. Hitler's head of eugenics, Ernst Rudin, was on her board of directors prior to World War II. Then he went back to Germany. So we created, in a way, the Holocaust. The final solution was the result of the eugenics program.
Mm-hmm.
Planned Parenthood now has shifted its focus from abortion to being the number one influence and provider of transgender medical services for kids. They're turning girls into boys
for
and
kids.
Boys into girls.
For kids.
100%, 100%
for kids.
Correct. Parents had better understand that what you have with the trans movement is a conveyor belt. It is a conveyor belt that utilizes and implements the most effective of time-tested cult-like techniques of mental and emotional manipulation, which we used to call brainwashing, to get kids on this conveyor belt. And it starts anywhere along the way that kids can pile on. It starts with sexualizing kids, dumbing them down, crossing their boundaries, having them turn their intuition off so that they don't understand sexual grooming. Once they're on this conveyor belt and sexualized, then the cult-like effects take place and they begin to become separated from their families, given new names now that we're seeing, new identities, and they're unable to discern the most basic of things. We used to call it, we all had a phrase like, well, that's as basic as biology 101. Isn't that interesting? Biology 101 is now being denied, because if you can get someone as a manipulator, sociopath, white-collar psychopath, cult leader, whatever, you have to go after somebody's intuition. That's their ability to have boundaries, because that's based upon, or that's their mechanism by which they discern reality. That's reality testing. If you can get someone to turn off their intuition, then you have them. Then you can tell them, I know what it looks like, but it's really not that. And people will drink the Kool-Aid. And what's happening then, they get onto the conveyor belt of the trans deception through SOGI sex ed, sexual orientation and gender identity, which is pornified material, which an adult would get arrested for in any other context.
Right.
Kids get on there, then they social transition and they start taking medication. We call those puberty blockers, which keeps them young. What population of adults want them young? And then eventually they go from sterilization, because that's what these will do. Lupron was used to sterilize sex offenders. So you sterilize, then you amputate, then you dump them out the other side, and now they're bewildered and they will be silent. We call those either the silent wounded or the detransitioners, and we're hearing a lot about that these days.
Well, and again, folks, I've been harping on this, you know, for over a week now, in particular, this specific thing, but 8 years old, the National Sex Education Standard describe the potential role of hormone blockers on young people who identify as transgender. 8 years old. I kidded about this, John, but it's sick. But I kidded about the fact that there were things in here, okay, the difference between cisgender, transgender, gender non-binary, gender expansive, and gender identity. Define and explain those differences. 8 years old. I'm 60. I haven't got a clue. We'll be back right after this break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is John Euler, SurvivorSupport.net. SurvivorSupport.net. And I, you know, John, I left out the first one that I've talked about, on the show quite regularly here. And that is 8 years old. Explain common human sexual development. Explain masturbation at 8 years of age. Let's teach boys and girls how to masturbate. Jonathan, this is grooming, John. This is absolute, this is grooming 101.
100% correct. That's what parents need to understand. There is a full-on assault targeting our kids. And the goal is now to use the public school system, including some private schools, but to use the public school system as a means by which kids will be groomed, and it is happening, and it is happening now in full force. Biden has seen to it. He has the most degenerate of individuals. He's got that deviant in drag, Levine, who was also responsible for putting all the elderly that were sick with COVID into convalescent hospitals. Remember that, mm-hmm. that thing? Levine, the predator apologist is the one that did that.
The so now he's as, an, as the as the admiral, as the naval admiral.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
Okay. And then the other guy involved in nuclear energy, he's as deviant as the day is long. So Biden was a significant portion of his support has come from men that ultimately, and this is what is ultimately behind this. This is the perfect end run and back door to evade age of consent laws. That's what this is. Wow. Ultimately, it is the pedophile predator protection plan. That's what this is ultimately all about. And then every kind of predator benefits along the way. That's what parents need to understand, that kids are, you listen to these detransitioners that went through this and now have awakened. Now they're missing sex organs and body parts by the age of 17 or 18, and they awaken and they say, number one, why didn't anybody tell me? Why didn't anybody stop me? Mm-hmm. But what you often hear is, well, I knew I was bisexual by the age of 10. Let that sink in. No child prior to the age of puberty, without outside intervention or influence, understands sex and sexuality unless it's been introduced to them. So if any kid tells you they knew they were bisexual by the age of 10, guess what we know happened to them? And that's right. What this SOGI sex ed, sexual orientation and gender identity sex ed, mm-hmm. that's what this does. It paves the way for kids to not be able to discern that they're being sexually perped on. Because you introduce sexualized topics, now you dumb down their inhibitions.
Right.
And which adults are teaching them about this? These are the predators. And
The ones they're supposed to, that you sent them that they're supposed to trust.
That's right.
And they tell you, trust me and don't trust mom and dad.
There you go.
Folks, understand this. They tell your child, and they've been doing this for years, working on making mom and dad look dumb. It's Disney's program. It's all these television programs. You know, there used to be a show called Father Knows Best. Well, they had to get rid of stuff like that. Okay. It's the BLM movement. You know, BLM wasn't about Black Lives Matter. BLM was about the deconstruction of the family structure and pushing lesbianism. That's what BLM was actually about. And it said so on their website. It specifically said it on the site until enough people started focusing on that, took screenshots, shared it, and then they took it down.
And you suddenly had within BLM, you had, so Black Lives Matter, and suddenly we saw people with placards and nobody questioned this. So we got Black Lives Matter, and then all of a sudden, Trans Lives Matters and Black Trans Lives Matter. Well, what does that have to do with anything?
Yep.
They slipped it in. It was the perfect opportunity. Nobody noticed. And before you know, now we're talking about Trans Lives Matter. Where does that come from? Ultimately, as you mentioned before the break, it can be all traced back to Alfred Kinsey, but this is a part of a very big picture. It's unfolding now in earnest. They're coming out of the Trojan horse. They're within the 10-yard line. Actually, they're in the 2-yard line.
They're in the red zone and they're getting ready to score. And the big, one of the main reasons why is that they needed to convince the church to accept it and to put a stamp of approval on it. And now you have better than 70% of mainline denominations that have accepted, support, and promote the LGBTQ agenda.
That's right. And it's important for people to understand that behind the gay agenda was the predator agenda.
Always. NAMBLA was a part of the original document for the overhauling of straight America. They just simply said we can't put child molesters out because they don't look like victims. Another place, and I don't know if you've had made contact or not, probably you have, but Walt Heyer, I think, has some really good material out about this. Because again, this is a man who went through this situation and he has been gathering also testimony after testimony after testimony of young people who say exactly what you said, John, which is where were the counselors? Where were the people that were supposed to help me as I was struggling? Mutilating my body didn't fix anything I had some challenges emotionally, mentally, in my heart, in my mind, in my environment that I needed somebody to talk to, and mutilating me and changing my appearance didn't change my environment.
Yeah. Greg, I'm aware that we are coming up on time. I want to encourage people to go to the resource I have put together. I have done the hard work for parents, to be honest. You can go to my site, survivorsupport.net. You will then see the Insights tab, Insights tab 1. Survivorsupport.net, under the Insights tab, drop down. You're going to see two tabs. One is called the Trans Deception. The other is called, What is the Trans Movement Afraid of? I have brought all the best information to you in one place. Go on there. I've done all the work for you. You will understand, and there is no question. Once you go on there, you will be equipped in a way that school boards and predatory doctors and predator apologists, meaning everybody that's pushing this crap, you will be better equipped than them to put them in their place and to defend your child. If you want to finally have the definitive answer, you go to survivorsupport.net under the podcast, under the Insights tab, drop down, Trans Deception, and What is the Trans Movement Afraid of? It is all there for you. I have videos. I have links to different sites. It is all there for you. Parents, you need to understand, if your child comes home and starts referencing non-binary, if they reference pronouns, they're already being groomed, and you are losing your child already.
It's so important. Get over to it. Again, survivorsupport.net. Click on Insights. And then when you're on Insights, you want to go to Trans Deception. Start there. Start at Trans Deception. And then also read What's the Trans Movement Afraid of? And you're gonna get, you know, a really strong basis upon which to understand. And so when you do go to get your kids, now you'll know why you're getting your kids. And you'll be able to say to them, look, I know what you're up to, and I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to let you victimize my child. John, thanks for being with us. We'll do this again, folks. This is so important, and it is this next step in what they are doing to all of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. It's what's happening in public schools all across America. Back with more Chosen right after this.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.